All right, man. So let me ask you a question. How did this all happen? How did you get back into this band, and what was the decision? How was the decision made to do this DVD?
Well, we've been talking about the possibility of doing Snow all together for quite a few years. I remember Nick had contacted me about 5 years ago, I think. Contacted all of us. And it just didn't seem like it was the right time. You know, it has to be like the right season. Many times, you know, if you're working on an album and then you know you're going to tour that album, that's just where your head is. And it's hard to think about like doing anything else. But in 2016, it just seemed like it really fit. And so I just emailed everybody and said, "Hey, what do you think? You guys want to do this year?" And obviously, everyone said yes. And then we got Jimmy and Ted on board. It just put it right over the top.
How did it feel to have everyone on stage at the same time? And I was watching some of the videos and I'm like, oh my God, this is huge. It was almost like I remember watching it's like the tribute for George Harrison DVD, and there were so many different people on stage and so talented. It was like almost had like that type of feel. How did you manage all of
Well, I didn't actually.
that?
I had people, you know, there were stage managers and, you know, production managers and things. You know, I try to arrange it so all I have to worry about is actually learning my parts and my vocals and try to memorize the words. That was the hardest part for me.
Do you ever look around the stage during like that entire performance and go, oh my God, there's a lot going on?
Oh yeah, you know, I always try to really enjoy what everybody else is doing. And for me, it's just a wonder of how God orchestrates things. The whole thing, the setting, the audience, you know, that this album went and came alive in people's hearts and minds in such a profound way. I mean, that's the biggest part for me, is watching the audience and seeing the tears and, you know, how much this album means to people. And the band's great, and you know, that's all amazing, but really the most important thing is the reaction it has out there.
Yeah, how did you feel like during the concert? You know, I was again watching the videos, and this is an album that's over a decade. You left the band right after the release of the album, and people are singing the words. They know the words. This album had a very, very big effect on them. So, how did that make you feel as you're looking through the crowd as you're performing it?
Amazed and grateful. You know, there's nothing greater as a writer, musician, composer, artist, whatever. There's nothing greater than that, to, you know, to have received something and have it kind of had a profound, you know, effect on you at the time, and then to see it just still living in people's hearts, you know, 15 years later or however long it's been. It's amazing.
How did it feel to be on stage and performing with past and current members of the band? There's so many different flavors going on
It
there.
was really fun. You know, we've done a few things together. I think, you know, I joined them on the Frog Nation cruise a couple of years ago for a couple songs. And we did something in Pittsburgh, I don't know, 6 years ago for a couple songs, you know. I don't know. We've done a few live gigs together, and of course I see my brother, you know, pretty frequently, and you know, so it's not weird. It seemed pretty comfortable. I think everybody's kind of, you know, gotten over the whole breakup thing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, is there any regret on your part? I mean, you've done so much away from this band as well, but I mean, you ever think about how things could have been if you never left?
Well, it's, you know, it's, you never really know, you know, what would happen if you went on the other, in the other direction. You know, when you come to a crossroads and you decide, okay, I'm going to go this way, you don't know what would have happened the other way. So I have no idea. But no, I've never really looked back and thought, oh, I made the wrong decision, or what if this, or what if that. I've been, you know, amazingly blessed in every way all along the way. So I'm just really, really a very thankful guy.
Okay. Bottom line, why do you think someone should pick up this DVD and check out this this collection of tunes?
Well, I think it's the ultimate expression of this album. If this album is something that you have loved, you're really going to love this. In fact, Dave Maros thinks that the audio on this is better than the original album, wow, which is saying something. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I think it's pretty extraordinary. I think we went all out to make it as good as it can possibly be. And I think it's a, you know, I don't know how to say it. I think it's just a epic, dynamic work, and we've done it up in the best way we could possibly do.
If you could go back to yourself around the time of the recording of this album and tell yourself anything, what do you think you'd tell yourself?
It's going to be all right. It was a hard time when I was writing this album.
Yeah.
It was a struggle for a lot of reasons. It just, sometimes albums are just like that. Sometimes they don't just roll out. Sometimes there's some struggling and some battling going on there. I don't know why. I was resisting it being a double for one thing, and then halfway through it, I had in prayer, I felt like it was time for me to quit the band, and that was just incredibly upsetting and dramatic. And so it was painful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would go back and tell me then, keep moving forward, trust God, it's going to be great.
Okay. The Eagles used to do something pretty cool where they would nickname their albums, you know. So like The Long Run, they used to call The Long One, because the time in the studio was just unbearable at times for them. What do you think you'd nickname this album, this DVD?
This DVD?
Yeah.
Oh. What would I nickname it? I don't know. The completion. Wow. I feel like it was an incomplete thing.
Mm-hmm.
That we had never performed the album all the way through. And so, for me, it's like, okay, we can scratch that off our list. We did it, and we did it right.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to say about the release that we haven't touched on yet?
There was an art book. It's running late in manufacturing, but it is it's incredible. It's like 50-page
mm-hmm.
color booklet with the Blu-rays and the DVDs and extra stuff, and it's really cool. And you can get anything associated with this album and other stuff at radiantrecords.com.